Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 51 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're going to be talking about why you should write that novel. I want to give you six things every novelist must have as they begin writing their book.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal is to take everything to the next level. Well, my friends, welcome to the JB Sism Show. So glad that you're here. And have a great show in store for you, because we're going to be talking about novels. You know, books are powerful. They have the ability to change lives and allow us to see ourselves through a different lens. Well, as writers, we have to learn how to become stronger at what we're not good at. It's all about learning and growing to become a better writer. Well, some of the best fiction is about a character who changes. So, shouldn't we be really wanting to push our main characters forward into a life-changing moment? Well, my friends, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about writing fiction and why you should be writing that book. I want to walk you through six things that every writer must know when they begin writing their novel. Well, stick around, my friends. Have a great episode in store for you. And I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be good. This is episode number 51. I really can't believe we are actually at episode number 51. 51 episodes. And I am so excited because we have a whole new set of 50 episodes we are beginning. So in a sense, it almost feels like I'm starting back at episode number one. I'm excited for what God has in store for the next 50 episodes. And when we hit episode 100, probably sometime next year, I am excited to see where we're going to be. So many great topics to cover. Well, today, we're really going to be talking about writing novels. And this is a topic that I've not covered on the podcast before. But as I began thinking, especially this past week, I really began thinking about the ideas that I want to convey. And my goal is to help you stay motivated with clarity and tools so you can find your voice and succeed in life. Well, finding your voice is more than just getting behind a microphone and saying something. Finding your voice is more than just writing a blog. You know, it also is about writing that book. I believe everybody has a story or a book inside of them. When I walk by a graveyard, and I mentioned this on Monday's blog post, when I walk by a graveyard, I see untapped potential. I see unwritten books. I see songs that have never been sung. I see businesses that have never been started. Graveyards are very sad places because a lot of times people will die with that book inside of them. Or people will die never having accomplished what they want to accomplish. And I think that is incredibly sad. I think if we want to impact the world, we have to take the time, sit down, and put our thoughts down. Get that story, get that book out of us. And you know, I believe books are incredibly powerful. I mentioned at the opening of the show that I believe they have the ability to change lives. And so many times I think we can learn more about who we are when we sit down and begin writing a novel. Now, I've written one novel. I have another one that I'm currently writing right now. If you've not read my novel, Divine Providence, I encourage you to go to my store and buy a copy of the ebook. I believe the ebook is about $9. Divine Providence is the name of the book. So jbsism.com/divine-providence. So jbsism.com/divine-providence. And the whole story of this book is the idea that it doesn't matter what life throws at us, we can always learn to trust God. Novels have this ability to change lives. And when we take the life-changing idea that we have in our mind, and we take this concept of what it is that we want to convey through our story, we put a meaning or a message behind it, we can actually help our readers see their own lives through a different lens. And I think we can secretly live out our own stories, so to speak, live out our own lives through the eyes of our characters. And so I think for us to be able to change lives, we have to first see the change within us. And so I believe some of the best fiction that's written is really about characters who change. Characters who are pushed to life-changing moments where they decide, you know, I'm not going to live currently how I'm living. I'm going to do something extraordinary. And that's really what a novel is all about. It takes ordinary people and it puts them in an extraordinary circumstance. And we as the writer, we have the ability to have them make this change or make this movement in their life where they never would have done on their own if we didn't put these circumstances in their life to overcome. And so many times in our own daily life, that's really what it's all about. We encounter troubles and trials in our own life that we normally wouldn't encounter, but we make this choice to go through it and we see our lives better as we come out on the other side. And that's where we want to take our fiction. We want to help people begin seeing their lives through a different lens and help them see their own lives through characters' eyes, because it helps them learn more about who they are. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. This past Saturday, I was at a writer's seminar, and I loved this writer's seminar. We had a guest in. I'm part of the Minnesota. Let me back up. I'm part of the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, and our whole goal is to help writers take their craft to the next level. So we bring in different speakers, we bring in different authors and novelists and publishing houses just to help people take their message to the next level. And so our whole goal is to provide these tools for writers. Well, we did this seminar. It was a fiction writing seminar, basically on the power of writing fiction. And one of the topics that our speaker, Jeff Gerke, if you want to know a little bit more about him, he is one of the writers for Writer's Digest, and he has also written several books for Bethany House Publishers and some other really big publishers. He's been a best-selling author. Jeff's website is jeffgerke.com. And I will make sure that is in the show notes for you. And anyway, his whole main thing was talking about the power of your hero's inner journey. And really learning to tap into this idea that we are writing not just a story of a normal person, but we're really writing the story of an inner hero, somebody that we can all relate to. And one of the questions he asked is, are you a plot-first novelist or are you a character-first novelist? And these are two questions I think that a lot of writers will struggle with. Plot-first is basically you want to craft out your plot. You say, okay, I know what's going to happen in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I know what's going to happen at the very last chapter. And you start crafting out your outline. You start crafting out your plot. And you don't deviate from it. You know that you're going to be writing your story. You're going to be writing your plot. But a lot of times what happens with plot-first novelists, and your character-first novelist will actually, oh, let's just say they'll agree with me on this one. You tend to write flat characters. They're just tired characters. They don't have any life to them. They're all one-dimensional. Well, if you're a character-first novelist, you care more about making sure you have a believable character, somebody that your reader's going to identify with. Well, your plot-first novelist will agree with me on this one, is your plot. It's going to be a lot of dialogue and a lot of character stuff, character development, but yet maybe some of the plot suffers and fails because you didn't take the time to put out your plot. Well, one of the things that Jeff was saying is there's really not a right or wrong way to write. So there's not a right or wrong way to write. And a lot of people, and you can find a lot of information online where they say, well, you have to write your book this way, or you have to write your book this way. If we actually take the best of both worlds, so, you know, be a plot novelist, but really care about your characters and really develop them. You want to make sure that your character is more than just a service to the plot. They're not just set pieces. You know, we want our characters to serve the plot, but we also want our characters to be realistic. We want them to be down to earth and strong. And so I think if you are going to be a plot-first novelist or a character-first novelist, you're going to find that you really need both. You need to have realistic characters that don't violate who they are. You know, if a person doesn't like mushrooms, but because the plot demands that this person eats mushrooms, well, that goes against who they are as an individual, so you can't violate that person. So you need to have realistic characters who don't violate it just for the sake of the plot. But for character first, you have to have characters begin serving the plot in order for the story to move forward. Because a lot of times with character first novels, the story kind of stops and it really just halts. It doesn't move forward. It actually becomes a very non-exciting, a non-exciting story. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're going to have a much more rounded story, a much more rounded way to tell your story. As you begin crafting your characters, as you begin writing your characters, we can then learn to create problems for them. Think about Charles Dickens and when he wrote Scrooge. The story was, the plot was, you have this greedy man who learns a valuable life lesson of giving. You know, that's the plot. That's the main plot of Charles Dickens' Christmas Story, you know, with Scrooge. You have this character, greedy character, who's stuck on himself, who learns the value of giving. Well, we have to create this problem. Well, the problem was, Scrooge was a caring person, but then his friend died. Even though he didn't care about his friend. Or so it seemed. And you learn along the way through the different ghosts that Scrooge really does have a good heart. He just doesn't know how to show it. And so you have to create this problem. Well, the problem for Scrooge was these ghosts. these three ghosts show up. Christmas present, Christmas past, and Christmas future. And these ghosts say, this is what your life is doing right now. This is what your life was. And this is what your life is going to be if you keep going down this path. So in other words, our job is to create this problem for our main character to solve. And maybe the problem is just a journey of self-discovery, which is how it is in the Christmas story. It's a journey of self-discovery for Scrooge. He doesn't want to go on this journey. He's kind of the reluctant guy who says, oh, wait a second. I just want to go to bed. I don't want to be dealing with all of this. You know, ghosts, really? This is stupid. As a writer, our job is to get our character to what's called the moment of truth. And so what this is the reason that we wrote our story in the first place. For Scrooge, the moment of truth was that aha moment where, yeah, I'm a greedy person and I'm so sorry about all that. I'm a greedy person and I can't believe the mess I have made in my life. And then he learns about Tiny Tim. You know, so Scrooge comes to the end of himself, and he comes to this moment of truth where he realizes, because of his choices, because of his actions, he's keeping a father from spending Christmas with his son. And not just his son who's dying. And so you see what Dickens is doing. He's creating this moment of truth. He's creating this moment where Scrooge says, oh, what have I done? You know, this is the reason we wrote the story. This is the heart-changing moment that we want our characters to get to. Because this is the crux of the story. And without the crux of this story, everything is going to fall apart. My friends, you are listening to the JB Sism Show. I'll be right back. I'm often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day, and you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. All right, and if you have not subscribed to my e-newsletter, I encourage you to do so, because it is the only way that you're going to get this podcast directly into your email. Any blog post I write directly into your email, but also you're also going to get every Friday, or for the most part, periodically, you're going to get an email directly from me. Nobody else is going to get this email. It's going directly into your inbox. It's not going to be on the blog, and it's my way of saying thank you for being part of my community, because I want to help you go further in what you do and further in what I believe God has placed upon your life. Well, we've been talking about writing powerful fiction. We've been talking about why you should be writing that novel. And I kind of talked a little bit about plot and character. Characters service the plot, and plot is what moves our characters towards a life-changing moment. And as writers, we have to learn to create problems for our characters to go through, because if our characters don't go through these problems, we're not going to discover truth within ourselves. And so we need this moment where we are creating problems so that we can learn more about who we are. And then I started talking about how our job is to get our character through this moment of truth where they come to this realization that, oh, wow. I was talking about how Scrooge came to this moment of truth where he realized that, boy, if I need to change what I'm doing, I need to change my life, because if I don't, well, Tiny Tim is going to die, and his father is going to be at work when all of this happens, and life is just going to suck then. So, Scrooge has a good heart, but the problem is he doesn't see it yet. And so that's why he came to this moment of truth. What happens is that at the end of the story or the end of the journey, it's going to be decided whether the ending of the journey is going to be a good one, a life transformative ending for the character. For Scrooge, he laid aside his selfishness and became a giving person again. Or it's going to be decided for bad, where if they stay in their current predicament, it's going to be worse for them. For Scrooge, if he wouldn't have changed by the end of the story, he would have died. And that would have been his destiny at the end of the story. So at the end of the journey, we bring our characters to this point of whether their decisions are going to be for good or their decisions are going to be for bad. That is what transformation is all about. So in other words, we begin a story that there is this knot, there's this lie that our characters have believed about themselves or their situations. And in a sense, the lie that we start with at the beginning of a story kind of is something that is birthed out of our own false belief system and our own choices of life. But the deal is, we have to take what we've learned and project that upon our characters. And so if our characters don't change, the situation is going to get worse, or they're going to remain the same. In other words, they'll get more and more entrenched in their own belief system. And our job is to help bring about an alternative and help these characters that we're writing about see that there is something worth believing in and something to change that belief system. You see, our goal as writers, you know, yeah, our goal is to write these novels, write these books that are fun to read. But ultimately, and this is where the big point I want to get to is, ultimately, our goal is to see our readers' lives transformed through our words and through our message. Our job is to take the situations that most people have in their lives and get them to look at their life and say, you know, if I don't change my life, this is where it's going to end up. You see, not all of life is happy peaches and roses. But if we can help people escape for just a moment, and we write this compelling story that's going to drive and externalize an inner journey, we don't want our readers to remain happy with where they're at. We want to see our readers changed. And that's the power of writing. That's the power of story. That's the power of novels. You know, I think of Jesus. Jesus told a lot of stories. Jesus loved to tell stories. And these stories are what helped propel people's lives forward. It helps actually change thought. It helps people think differently about life. And if we can take a message that God has placed in our heart and put it out on a page for others to read, that should be changing their lives. You know, when I wrote my book, Divine Providence, you know, I didn't think, you know, a whole lot about it. I knew I wanted a story of what it meant to trust God no matter what. So I threw my characters into this whirlwind where it seems like everything is going fine. And then I throw this bomb. It's a oh my goodness moment where this woman's son falls through the ice skating rink in town. Well, not rink, but falls through the ice in town on the town pond. And he starts to drown. And hypothermia sets in and reactivated an old heart condition that this boy had. And if he didn't get a heart transplant by Christmas, he would die. You know, it's a really extreme situation that most likely wouldn't happen in real life. But, you know, hey, for the sake of story, it works great. And then this lady also finds out that her husband had cheated on her. So her world is thrown into a tizzy. Her world is turned upside down. And through the course of this, there's this mysterious man named Nick who gives her this snow globe. And she's mesmerized by this snow globe, and it changes her life. And it allows her to see her life through a different lens. And she sees God working in her life through the story. And so I'm not going to give away anything else, but it's a great book. I hope you pick it up. So jbsism.com/divine-providence. I'm going to have this in the show notes. I'm going to put it in just a second. Okay, I just added it to the show notes. So you can go there and click on it, and you're going to see the link right there in resources in today's episode. You know, so I encourage you to buy the book because it gives you an idea of story. It gives you an idea of how story can be transformative, how story can change lives. Because ultimately, our goal is to help change lives through our words and through our message. And if you don't know what you're supposed to be writing about, I encourage you to take out a piece of paper and begin writing out some of the struggles that you've had in life and some of the changes and choices that you've made so that you could see a better outcome in your own life. And that will kind of give you an idea of what you could write about. Or maybe you know somebody who's gone through a hardship and you're like, man, that would make a great story someday. Take real life examples. But if you don't know where to start, look inside yourself. Look inside for your own personal struggle. Because when you learn to discover where you've been at, or you learn to discover what your inner struggle is, your inner journey is, that's going to be where you can pull the story for your main protagonist. And you can find an antagonist that will be kind of the opposite of that. Because ultimately, story is about change. And that's what it's about. 75% of our story is all about the inner struggle. It's all about that inner journey. Well, my friends, I hope you found this valuable. These are just kind of some of the thoughts I've had from the writer seminar this last weekend. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you could do me a favor and tell somebody about the show, because I want to help more people find their voice and succeed in life. My friends, you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com jbsism.com/051. jbsism.com/051. Well, until next week, God bless. I'm Jason Sism. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.